My friends in Christ, imagine you're St. Paul, right? You go from being the most devout Jew. You're the most studied of all Jews. You're taught by Gamaliel himself. You know Scripture truly like the back of your hands. But here's the issues. Now you've become Paul. And here's his irony. He's going to Corinth, which is, it's not the southern capital of Greece, but it is. It's like New Orleans isn't the capital, but it's the most populated city. They have two seaports. If you want to trade and you can't get to Rome, the best option is there. It's in Corinth. Why? Because they're massive. It's a Roman province, so they protect the highways. Yes, they're taxed. Paul is sending a letter before he gets there, and here's his problem. The fact of the matter is that he's got Jews who still want to be Jewish. He's got Jews that are becoming converts, becoming Catholic. Oh, but they are. You've got Gentiles that are not sure what to believe, and then he's got pagans. Here's the problem. He's got to convince them there's a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's no small task, especially if you're a Jew and you've already decided that Christ was not the Messiah. So my brother Christ, how does he go about it? He uses the Holy Spirit because they would have recognized fire. Back on the days of Moses on Mount Sinai, again, when it appeared to the apostles on Pentecost, he's using that analogy. He said, if the only way I can proclaim Christ to be the Lord is through the Holy Spirit, the only way I can proclaim him to be the Lord is through the Holy Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit came upon me and I'm proclaiming it, then you must agree that that indeed is true. If that is true, and that the good Lord said he would send the Holy Spirit like he did the apostles, that means the gifts of the Holy Spirit must come from God. Everybody's agreeing. He said, if that is true, that there are different gifts, they may come in different forms. And if they come in different forms, then they maybe could have come as the Son. And therefore, it would have been acceptable as well. Now they're starting to get it. And then he finally says, and then all things come from God. He says, man, the gifts will come from the Holy Spirit. They'll come in different forms through our Lord, Adonai. And then he says, and then all things come from God. He's trying to teach them that there's a triune God. My brothers in Christ, it's an excellent argument, especially for the Jewish people, and that's who he's aiming for. But I got to tell you, it doesn't sell well, but it was absolutely the spot-on answer. My brothers in Christ, St. Paul to the Corinthians.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but from the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.